Hello, and welcome to This Week in James City County. I'm your host, Renee Dolman. Today, I am once again joined by Doug Powell. Doug is the general manager for the James City Service Authority. Welcome, Doug.
Thank you, Renee.
So good to have you here.
You're good to be here.
I know that this is a very busy time with you. Like everyone, we are in the middle of budget season. And then there's been something new and different that has happened with the bills. And I thought that this would be a great opportunity to have you come on and explain a little bit about what all is going on.
Oh, sure. Well, I appreciate the opportunity, Renee. As you alluded to, we are sending out new bills this month. Mm-hmm. Currently, all of our customers are getting a joint bill from both the JCSA and the Hampton Roads Sanitation District. So the current bill has three components to it. There's JCSA water, there's JCSA wastewater collection, and then there's HRSD wastewater treatment. Okay. So there's three components on the one bill. Starting this month, customers are going to be getting a separate bill from JCSA and a separate bill from HRSD. So the JCSA bill will be the JCSA water and wastewater collection charge. And then the HRSD bill, which again will come separately starting this month, will be for just the wastewater treatment. Two bills separately should be about the same amount as the combined bill is today.
Okay.
But the customer will be getting two separate bills.
Okay. So what was the purpose of moving to the separate bills?
Well, there was several issues. Number one is that we believe that the new bill will be easier to understand, and it has some additional information on it that we think is very useful as well. The current bill, some of the readings are in gallons, and some of the readings are in this unit called CCF. And I personally think that's confusing. The new bill from JCSA anyway, will be in all gallons. So I think that will be easier for customers to understand. And then secondly, we're going to put a usage profile on the bill, which will show your usage history for the past year. So the combination of it being easier to understand, and then also the additional information on it that will show history, we believe that this bill has a better information, that the customer will be better informed on their usage, and that ultimately, hopefully, that will lead to smarter decisions about use and will lead ultimately to conservation. So that was the main driving force behind the change, is that we wanted to give customers a bill that had more information on it and was easier to understand.
So Doug, why is the James City Service Authority doing this now?
So the conversion to our own billing system is actually part of a larger project that we call Enterprise Software Program. So currently JCSA has individual programs for our various functions. For example, we have one program for asset management. We have another program for work orders. They're disparate programs that don't talk to each other. And so a couple years ago, we made the decision to make an investment in an enterprise software system, which will integrate all of our computer programs into one that they actually talk to each other. And part of this enterprise software system includes mobile applications, which we don't have now. So it will allow folks in the field to do some things that they can't currently do. It'll make our operations more efficient. But then also this enterprise software system comes with a billing component. And so the conversion to this new bill is part of a larger project that's designed to really improve our use of technology and really modernize our operations.
Okay. Okay. So then speaking of bills, the mm-hmm. next step is paying those bills.
Sure.
So what are the different options that folks have to pay their bills?
So there are a number of options that people have. And one of the, when folks get their new bill, there'll be instructions in there about how to go into a new Spry Engage portal. And so you can pay your bill, you know, through the portal. But there's several options. Obviously you can pay in person here at Tuning Road. We have a Dropbox that you can put your bill in. Those aren't necessarily the desired methods, you know, but you do have those options. You can pay by credit card, or debit card. You can pay by e-check. You can pay online. You can use Venmo. There are just a number of options. I mean, that is one of the things we wanted to do with this new billing system, is that there are a number of options that are available. If you pay by credit card, there is a $2.75 service charge. But there are options available that don't have any service charges associated with them.
Okay. So pretty much everything but a carrier pigeon, it sounds like, is an option to pay the bill. So that's very helpful, because some of us don't even know where our checkbooks are anymore. We just do everything online. So that's very helpful.
And I should note, you can sign up for auto pay. So it just comes out every month if you want to do that and not have to pay your bill every month.
Now, remind me, Doug, I know that there's normally a help to others, H2O, which I think is such a clever idea, and where you can round up or you can add a dollar or you can do anything like that.
Yeah.
Now, is that on the JCSA bill or is that on the HRSD bill?
Both.
Both? Okay.
I mean, it's on the bill that customers have been getting. But it is also on our new bill. So there is information on the new bill if you want to contribute to that program.
Okay. Yeah. And it's a very easy way to contribute. I like that a lot.
Yeah.
So now I know you and I both spent quite a bit of time at about 5 community budget meetings this past couple of weeks. And you also spoke about a program and it involved meter reading. And that there are big changes that are happening with that. Can you talk for a minute or two about that?
Sure. Yes. So as part of the new bill, or beginning with the new bill, we're implementing a program that we call the sewer cap. The sewer cap is basically an alternative to what we have had previously, which was the submeter program.
Right.
The submeter program has been discontinued. And that was a program that allowed customers who irrigate to read their submeter, submit the reading to JCSA, and then they would get a credit on their wastewater bill, with the idea being that that water did not go into the sewer system. So they would get a credit on their sewer bill, still pay for the water that they used, but they get a credit on the sewer bill. So that program became problematic for a couple of reasons. As we got larger organization, more customers, that program, as I said, it relied on customers to submit their reading. And that's pretty unusual for utilities to allow customers to submit their own readings. And there's a reason that that's rare. And we had been getting increasing number of complaints from customers who were having just physical difficulty in reading their meters. And then the other issue was we were getting so many meter readings late. And when the readings come in late, it's a manual process. It's a labor intensive process to go in and adjust that. So the program had become difficult and confusing for the customer, and it had become difficult for us to administer. So we wanted to develop a program that had some kind of middle ground. We wanted something that was easier to administer, easier for the customer, and still allowed some level of credit for customers who irrigate. So we've developed what we call a sewer cap. And so starting with this new bill, all bills, the wastewater collection charge will be capped at 8,000 gallons. So if you use less than 8,000 gallons, then you will just pay for what you've used. But if you use more than 8,000 gallons, we will assume that anything over 8,000 gallons is for irrigation. And so you will not be charged for your wastewater collection charge on the amount over 8,000 gallons. So it's why we call it the sewer cap. Your sewer collection charges are capped at 8,000 gallons per month. If you use less, then obviously you pay for less. But if you use more, we will assume it's for irrigation and you will not pay for that.
That makes good sense.
So there is for customers that live in small households and irrigate, it will have the effect of their bill going up some. So there is that impact. But again, they won't have to submit their submeter readings. They won't have to pay the monthly submeter fee. Again, we tried to come up with something that was a middle ground that allowed for some level of credit, but also a program that could be more easily administered and easily understood by the customer.
Well, and I have to say that I do really appreciate that, that you, it feels like Service Authority is constantly looking for new and different ways to make things easier. And as you put it, as our population grows, it's, you know, it more folks can benefit from that. I do also have to admit, while I love Help to Others, H2O, I also love Sewer Cap. That is a good name for a program. I was not involved with that. I wish I was, because I would like to take credit for Sewer Cap, but I can't. That's really good.
So I probably should also mention that that if you do have a submeter and you irrigate, you can continue to submit your submeter readings to HRSD, and
okay.
You can get your credit through HRSD on their charges.
Okay. All right. Well, that's a lot. Is mm-hmm. there anything else new and exciting going on in the Service Authority?
There's always a lot going on, but this is probably enough for one podcast.
Okay.
Hey, just one concluding thought.
Yes.
If people have questions, I encourage them to call our office. It's really important to us that our customers understand their bill. I think it's essential to the integrity of our billing system that people understand their bill. I don't always think that people understand the current bill. I think mm-hmm. the current bill is confusing, and it really is my hope that this new bill will result in people understanding their bill better. So if you're a customer and you don't understand it, I would really encourage you to call the office and talk to us, and we can, I think we'll be able to answer your questions, but I really want our customers to understand their bill.
Absolutely. And the telephone number has been down below you this whole time, so people will have that and know where to call. And, you know, a little behind the scenes for our listeners and our viewers, on Monday, I think it was, right? I texted you because I'd seen over the weekend some chatter on social media. Mm-hmm. And I was like, we need to do a podcast to help people understand this a little bit better. So that being said, Doug, I really appreciate, for those of you, today is only Wednesday. So, I mean, mm-hmm. this has all come together in 2 days. I really appreciate you being willing to take time out of your very busy schedule and jump on the podcast with me.
Sure. Thank you for the opportunity. I appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, Doug.
All right.
Well, that wraps up this episode of This Week in James City County. Thank you so much for tuning in. As always, please be sure to subscribe. That way you will never miss an episode. And also go to our website. We're at jamescitycountyva.gov/podcast. And while there, you're going to find all of our episodes, as well as a form that you can give us show ideas, comments, critiques. We would love to hear from you. So once again, if you have any questions about your JCSA billing, please do not hesitate to give our friends at the Service Authority a call. So once again, thank you so much, and we will talk with you next week.